maybe the situation wasn't as bad as it looked. Cage was still on the first page when he stopped reading and looked across the table.
Galactic Exploitation wants my family's share of the miners' cooperative?
Scar nodded.
That's right, he said. You sign your share over to Get, then Get pays me, and your debt is settled. Simple.
Cage looked more confused than alarmed.
Why?
Scarn shrugged.
All I know is the bosses want to join your little co-op, he said. Maybe they're worried one of their yachts will need to be rescued or repaired or something.
Then they can pay me for an associate membership.
Cage tossed the flimsies in the middle of the table.
I'm not giving you a founder's share. I'd be run out of the rift.
Scarn's expression grew cold.
Either you put your thumb in the verification box, or Kizak here rips your arm off and does it for you. Your choice.
A nervous sheen came to Cage's lip, but he looked into the Nargon's eyes and managed to fake being calm.
Just so you know, Kizak, you touch me and you die. Clear?
Kizak bared a fang, then looked to Scarn.
No, boss.
Leia raised a hand.
Hold that thought, Kizak.
Her voice was calm and soothing, the way it always was when she made a forced suggestion.
There's no rush here.
The Nargon studied her, as though considering whether to rip her limb from limb or to simply bite off her head. Leia ignored the glare and focused on Scarn.
How much does Ahmad owe, Verilor?
The eye on the good side of Scarn's face flashed at her use of the Mandalorian word for lieutenant. But the eye on the scarred side merely pivoted in her direction, its cybernetic cornea fogging as it adjusted focus. Scarn studied Leia in silence. His sneer of contempt suggested that he had no idea she was Princess Leia Organa Solo, sister to Jedi Grand Master Luke Skywalker, and a famous Jedi Knight herself. And if Scarn hadn't recognized Leia, it was a pretty good bet he didn't realize that her companion was Han Solo, one of the finest gamblers in the galaxy, and someone who would know how a cybernetic eye might be used to cheat a kid in a high-stakes sabacc game. Finally, Scarn asked,
What do you care? You his mother or something?
Leia's eyes grew hard.
Or something,
she said.
All you need to know is that I'm a friend who might be willing to cover his debt, once you tell me how much it is.
She pointed at the transfer document and used the Force to summon both pieces of flimsy into her hand. Scarn's jaw dropped. Then his gaze snapped back to Cage.
If you think hiring some old Jedi cast-off will get you out of your marker...
She's not exactly a cast-off, Cage interrupted. But you'll get your money, Scarn. Ahmad Cage is no shirker.
Yeah, but he is kind of a rube,
Han said. He looked Scarn square in his artificial eye. But when he spoke, it was to Cage.
Ahmad, the next time you play sabacc, make sure it's not with someone who has a cybernetic eye. Those things can be programmed to cheat in about 100 ways.
Cage's voice turned angry.
You have a cybernetic eye, Scarn?
He didn't mention that.
Han shook his head and continued to watch Scarn.
You see, now that's just bad form.
Scarn's face grew stormy.
You calling me a cheater?
His voice sounded exactly like the voices of all the other cheaters Han had spotted over the years. Well-rehearsed outrage with no real astonishment or confusion.
Because you weren't even there.
No, but Ahmad was.
Being careful not to look away from Scarn, Han nodded toward Cage.
What do you think, kid? Fair game or not?